few questions that we want to ask you.
Sure.
They're pretty open-ended, and basically we're going to appoint two positions. I'm going to tell everybody the same thing. We've got five people who have applied for two appointed positions. Then there's an election in November for which there is only one candidate for two spaces. So we anticipate, I just assume, it's not a fair assumption because someone else can as well, but I would assume that one of the three people who aren't appointed would probably, or maybe all three will run a write-in campaign. So the point being, whomever is not appointed, still there's still an avenue to be on the commission. And then I should have started. I'm so sorry with the thank you. We're grateful that you have thrown your name into the hat, along with your other colleagues here. But I'll say this again to everybody: we have an impressive citizenry here in terms of experience and background, and you are no exception whatsoever. Quite the opposite. You are. We're so impressed with everyone who applied. And again, I'll specify it to you in particular. So we're really grateful. It would have been nice if only two really qualified people applied. Unfortunately, we had five super qualified people. So we're going to go through this interview process and try to pick the people that we think are going to fill the needs, the specific needs as we can.
People in there, and this is a very important position.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We wholeheartedly agree. And so the reason why I started with my opening, there's another opportunity, depending on the avenue that we choose. I will encourage every single person who's here that's not appointed to run a write-in campaign. So, our first question is probably one that you could have anticipated. We just want to hear a little bit about you, your experience, and why you think you would be a good fit and asset for this position.
Well, I'll be succinct. I think there's probably three reasons why I could do this. Number one, my background is technical. Mm-hmm. You can see what I've been educated in. I've handled projects my whole life, in the Navy as a Navy officer, and I worked for a chemical company for 23 years, starting as a product manager and ending up as the vice president of the business. So I can run an organization. I can work with people. I can work in an environment that's not dictatorial. I believe in running by a team, so I'm very used to doing that. I have experience on the Planning Commission, which is a great training ground to how the city runs. I spent 4 years there, and you see what's going on. Of course, when we were there, the big thing was parking, which still is. But we dealt with some other things. We dealt with the marina and that type of thing. So I'm pretty familiar with pretty how the city runs to a certain extent, what's important to the people in the city. I've had experience on committees. I was on the Wild Dunes Committee, and I was president for 1 year over there. So I have some experience there. I was on the board at the Navy League. We actually went down and visited a submarine. I've been president of the Golf Association over here. So I've participated in a lot of things where you need teamwork. So I enjoy that kind of environment, and I think I do well in that kind of environment.
I'll dig into something there. I'm sure when you were on the Planning Commission, there were never any disagreements, but I'll ask you to try to stretch. And can you think of a time, well, you know what, it doesn't have to be Planning Commission, on any of those groups that you've worked on where there was a disagreement amongst the team that you helped?
Yeah, actually was with council members.
Weird. I don't believe you.
Trying to build that stand for the boats over here. I asked them if they had considered that a lot of people in Wild Dunes have places to store boats, and that's how they pay for their rent, and that they would be putting some of those people out of business that ever dawned in them when they were thinking about this. And I didn't get a very satisfactory answer, and it did irritate me. But you go on. We used to have lines in Wild Dunes, electrical lines. When I was on the board, there's seven votes on the board. One is the resort. We voted 5-1 to bury the lines. I voted against it. I felt we shouldn't have to pay for that. plus the lines still were coming in from the street, so what are we accomplishing? And then I became president, and I implemented a $15 million project, I'm sorry, not 15, $1.5 million project to bury those lines. I lost. I expressed my opinion. I lost. And then I implemented the project. So that's the way you work in a team. You don't win all the time. You don't lose all the time. But you also don't have to agree with everybody all the mm-hmm. time. So that's not uncommon to me. Mm-hmm. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kind of taking and going toward water and sewer, your time on the Planning Commission, was that at all when they were doing a deep dive into talking about sewering the island and doing all the research? And so how do you feel about that?
That's a very complicated project. And so I guess that's one of the reasons I'd like to be on here. I know what the situation is, that a lot of people are on septic systems. I also understand. My son happens to be works in New Jersey, and his bailiwick is sewers and septic systems and drainage. And I understand that the PERC laws have changed out here, and it's very hard to get a septic system PERC. So almost everybody has to put grinders in, and there's some issues with grinders and pumping over. I happen to be on sewer. I've been on septic twice, once in Annapolis and once up in New Jersey. I understand septic. One cost me a lot of money to deal with. I made sure I never got on a septic system again. I understand. I think we got to go there. The real issue is who pays for it. I mean, it's easy to say, well, just put a bond out there. Well, if you put a bond out there, everybody's going to pay for it. Now, a lot of people made decisions to buy where they did because they wouldn't have to pay for sewer. Now, is that fair to them to do that? I have a problem with that. Now, would I vote against that? I don't know, but somebody would have to convince me that to pay for it, that everybody should pay for it. I think there has to be some kind of equity here. That's my assent. But if I'm on the board, I'm going to be talking to other people, and I'm going to get a lot of input from other people. But that would be my starting position.
Okay, can I just have
Yeah.
Have you gone and toured our Forest Trail plan, or
no?
Or been?
I've been in a lot of septic since they weren't human waste. I used to sell to places that de-ink paper, and that's a horrible. That water goes into the systems. To take that color out of there, that's one of the things we did. So I've been into a lot of water treating systems. They were paper mill water treating systems, or de-inking systems. I've never been into a municipal system, but I don't think I'm going to be overwhelmed or anything. I think I'm pretty well understand what the technology is. Well, at least maybe there may be some new stuff I'm not familiar with.
Okay, great. Thank you.
On your position with the sewer, I mean, I get the issue of fairness and paying for it is an incredibly complex, difficult scenario, and there won't be a silver bullet panacea answer, but we'll find resolution. I'm not going to ask you to come up with that right now. but in terms of thinking about the urgency of the situation, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say 10 is like we need to push, we need to do whatever it takes, regardless of who pays for it, throw fairness out the window, we need to do sewer yesterday. One being, let's just let the cards fall as they might. Let's take it slow. Yeah, sure, we want sewer, but no rush. In between 1 and 10, where would you put our situation?
6.
Why a 6?
It's important. But I don't want to rush to do something that you look back and regret what we did. Mm-hmm. But the other issue, too, is what's the support in the community? I mean, it's easy to say we're going to put forth a bond. How is the community going to react to that? Mm-hmm. What did they react to the spending $20 million at the marina? Mm-hmm. That was well thought out. And the community didn't want it. Mm-hmm. And it didn't pass. And I would assume that you try to put a bond out here, there's going to be the same issues. I mean, it could be rammed down people's throat, but do you really want to do that? So, I mean, there's a lot of issues here. There's the community, there's the need, there's fairness. And it's all got to be balanced. I'm not ready to go say, yeah, let's just do it, the heck with it. Mm-hmm. But I also am not saying it's not an issue. It is an issue. Mm-hmm. It's an important issue. That's why six leans a little bit towards pushing it. Mm-hmm. That's where I'd be.
Sure. So, as you've your experience with the Planning Commission in Wild Dunes has given you some exposure to what it's like to work with City Council and City staff. How do you envision fostering greater collaboration between the Water and Sewer Commission and the City, both staff and Council?
I love the staff we had. I don't know the staff here. I don't know Desiree yet. I mean, I'm not even sure who's left the people I would know that's on staff. I had no problem. We had no problem dealing with staff. We had more problems with Council than we did with staff. Mm-hmm. Council was tough to deal with because that's a tough job. You're listening to this way, and then you're listening to the people that voted you in. It's a tough job. So we put forth a lot of things on we thought were very good ideas on the parking, and it got shut back at us that it was undoable. They actually ended up doing pretty much what we recommended, but we were irritated. That's just something you got to deal with. I mean, we're going to look at, if I'm on the Sewer and Water Commission, I'm going to look at it the way our five, I think, people are. We're going to make some decisions to do something, and that we're going to push that and try to give reasons for that. The council's going to listen to it, and they're going to have other pressures on them besides what's on us, and they're going to make a lot of times different decisions than we're going to make. To be honest with you, I know they're separate entities. I don't know how much power the council has over the decisions made in the Water and Sewer. I don't know that.
I can try and give some clarity, and Desiree will correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially,
I figured I'd learn real quick.
We don't have the only control we have is helping you establish financing. Is the easiest, most succinct way to put it.
Which is pretty important.
Which
for
is
anything
the way to.
Big, yeah. Yeah. So there's gonna be friction. I got people on me on being on the Planning Commission. You need to do this. I don't see it any difference if I'm on the Water and Sewer Commission. I happen to be a very good friend of Nick Stroud, and I was around him a lot where people were beating on him about it. I'm familiar with what I'm going to get walking into this job. Mm-hmm. I think it's worthwhile to put yourself in that position. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to it, but I think it's worthwhile. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I hear exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have just one question.
Yeah.
What would you say are the maybe three or five biggest challenges that you think that are facing the commission?
Well, I'm cheated because I talked to Nick this morning. And I know we've tried to shut down the facility in Wild Dunes and expand the one out here. I know we're in line to get $2.5 million from a fund that we have to meet some timelines. I know that the bond has been sent to the $60 million bond has been sent to the city, and you're reviewing it. That's a pretty good start right there. Mm-hmm. All that stuff is important. I'd have to see what's been done and what's the plan. But those are the three things that strike me. And again, I'll admit, I called Nick this morning. I didn't want to come in here cold. So I got some background on some things that were. I think that's probably a wise thing to do.
Definitely. I'm good.
Yeah.
I've got.
Well, there's one question that I'm gonna ask every candidate, so just don't take this. I'm just curious. So we have the election coming up. What prompted you to apply for the appointment?
So I wouldn't have to run, very honestly. Mm-hmm. I was asked a number of times to run for council. Mm-hmm. I'm not a political animal. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern, if I get appointed to this thing, I'm going to have to run. But that's different, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you look what's going on now. You got one person running for four or five positions, really. And so I don't see that as being, God bless you guys to do what you do. Because I was on Dick Cronin's election committee every time he ran. I watched the elections. God bless Dick, God bless you guys. I couldn't handle that. It gets too personal, too nasty. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing. But if I get on the commission and I think I'm doing some good, I'd run. Because I don't think I'd have to run against five other candidates kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
No one understands that more than.
Yeah. You get nothing but empathy.
Yeah.
Over here.
You did total.
God bless you. And yeah. I told Marty, I was so upset when Marty didn't run again. Mm-hmm. He was a very good council member.
He really was.
So. You know, I try to tell people, and this is an aside, but that, you know, everyone who's running for council, especially on Isle of Palms, is doing it with their whole heart. Like,
right.
No one is obviously no ill intent. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, I feel like you got to take a step back before you critique anybody who's running it or whatever. You just have to say, hey, they're doing this because they care about the island, and that's it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And they care about their neighbors.
Right.
But I appreciate that. That's
hope I've answered your question.
Yeah,
totally.
This is meant to be painless and just help us get a better idea so we have some more information.
I would like to help. And if somebody else is more qualified, God bless them. Put them on the sewer commission and let's get this thing figured out.
Yeah, well, if I didn't make it abundantly clear, I think what we found from your application was you were immensely qualified. So for us, it's just a question of, great, we have five highly qualified people.
Computer Bob, though. I don't think Bob. He's a good guy.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think so. I think I understand the process. If I don't get in, then I got to decide if I want to do a write-in candidacy. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's how Stroud got elected. He didn't run either. So, you know, that's another option. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my only concern is we get, in this case, three good people in here.
Yeah.
Right.
And if that happens, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's me, fine. If it's not, so be it. It's mm-hmm. not—it's not the end of my life.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
And in terms
so
of,
much,
of timing, Don, we have two more interviews today, and then we don't. Do we have the other two scheduled?
Not yet, but we have some options available that I want to talk to you on.
We'll let you know.
So within the next week or so.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
We're trying to move as quickly as
There's
possible.
There's a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet there is. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
So
thank
nice
you
to meet you.
So
thanks for
much.
Coming in.
Do we
want to
do a recess?
Yeah. Motion to go into recess? Do we need it?
Yes. Well, yeah, because we have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we have 12 minutes.
Yes. Well,
okay. First of all, can I call you Dave?
That's fine, yes.
Okay. I didn't ask Don. I just started doing it. We're so grateful for your applying. These types of positions are fairly thankless jobs, but they're incredibly important, and we're very appreciative that you threw your name in the hat, and looking at your qualifications, obviously we felt like you met, you know, what we thought was an impressive array of experience that would certainly be valuable. We had five people who are interested in these two appointments, as well as an open position that will ultimately likely be decided by a write-in in November, because we've only got one candidate for two spots running in the election in November.
Yeah, I had a question, because when I got the call and I wasn't really paying attention to the commissions, I thought the water and sewer was all elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I considered it at one point, but I decided this year I wasn't going to try consider it. So I was kind of thrown off when I got the call. So do y'all appoint the empty?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody resigns their seat, which is the case for the two seats that we're interviewing for,
they moved off the island.
Okay,
so
that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
I know,
so that's what.
That is important.
That is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that. That was why.
Yeah, they both have moved off the island, so they can't.
They
don't qualify anymore.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
can't serve
anymore.
And
yeah.
So,
okay.
in that case, city council appoints the candidates and. The personnel committee makes the recommendation too.
Okay.
It's all this all specified in the code. I'm surprised you haven't read it front to back.
I was actually about to go back and research
so
that one.
That was a joke. I hope you took it as such. I haven't read it front to back myself. Anywho, we've got we're very grateful. I wanted to just make that clear. We're sincerely, truly. Except for the fact that it makes our life more difficult because we have five really fantastically qualified individuals.
Okay.
And so I wanted to emphasize to everybody at the beginning, We're going to make a decision in the next week or two as to who we point to these two positions. But if you're still interested, I'd encourage because we have such a high quality of candidates, high caliber of, I'm excited for the future of the Water Sewer Commission. I'll tell you that much, because we've got such great interest there. And today we just have a couple of really informal questions to learn a little bit more about you to help us make a decision as to who we think is a good fit. At this point, we've moved kind of beyond qualifications and moved into, okay, who do we think is a good fit for the specific needs of the Water and Sewer Commission?
Okay.
Anything else to add before we hop into our really light three questions? Again, not a pressure cooker, just trying to learn some more.
Okay.
And if you have questions for us throughout, this is meant to be, again, conversational. So we just like to kick it off, just for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, what your experience, and why you think you'd be a good asset for the Water Sewer Commission.
Okay, I'm an electronics engineer, electrical engineer. That's my degree's in electrical engineering. I've worked for the Navy for 37 years, and first at the Charleston Naval Shipyard, and then moved to which was Navalex at the time. It changed names. Spade War is more recent. Now it's even changed again. But basically, it's electronic systems engineer designing shipboard electronic systems, communication systems. The systems engineering side of it, I have done computer coding. That's not my strength. Most of it is hardware engineering. So I've done for building equipment and locating it on a ship, heating, cooling, water, power. I've done strength analysis for foundation work, antennas. So it's kind of a broad engineering. Again, kind of look at water is just kind of at least have a good basic understanding of the engineering principles. Maybe not to the point of a professional engineer or something, but again, the engineering background, I've got a pretty good broad background, not just in software engineers. Something like that. It's more hardware and mechanical.
Gotcha.
So I think that fits in well. So personally, from I moved to the island originally in 81. I was a co-op student, so I actually rotated going to school and working in the shipyard. So I was here for like 6 months or 9 months, would go back to school, come back, and I always ended up coming to the island because the first time I came was in October, so I got a winter rental. It was cheap to a place to live. That's how I ended up out here. I lived at a couple of different places on Palm and Hartnett. I can't exactly remember the addresses. I ended up at 3202 Cameron for about 3 years. Then I bought the house at where I live now, at 3504 Cameron in 1990. It was shortly after Hugo. Got a good deal on it, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
But I had already decided at that point that's how I had been looking, so it was a good opportunity. As far as, I guess, to tie into the water and sewer, I am on septic. I was on septic at all the other houses I've been in. I kind of would prefer to stay on it. I can understand some of the reasonings for shifting the city over and trying to get more people on sewer. I think there's a lot of different ways that could be done. I've thought about this for years, mainly just because I'm concerned about what's going to happen. We rebuilt our house, tore down the house, and rebuilt on the same lot 4 years ago, 2015, I think. And that was a big decision point in us at that time of whether to try to get into the city sewer or stay on septic. So that's kind of my interest on the island. I mean, I've lived here, I've, like I said, 30 years. I was a volunteer after Hugo. I've probably been into several hundred houses on the island. I was working through the church, so I was working nights in the shipyard. So during the day, I would come in and I would go through the letters and go to people's houses and figure out what needed to be done so that we could kind of coordinate with the teams that were coming in for like the weekends and stuff. So like I said, I got all over the island during that time. And I'm pretty familiar with the island, so that's kind of my background. I'd served on the Planning Commission I think I've had the dates on my application. I can't remember. It was 3 or 4 years. And it was kind of in the debating point, so that was one of my reasons for getting off was we were getting ready to build the house. And that, to me, that was a kind of a conflict, so the timing worked good to when I was asked if I was going to put my name in, I decided not to at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess I'm retired now, so as of May of this year, I'm retired, so I'm not working.
Congratulations.
I know, it's kind of nice. I may go part-time, but again, I've got more time. I know, like with the Planning Commission, I didn't realize when I got into it how much time is involved. And like you were saying, researching, not only reading our regulations, but reading regulations from other cities and communities, see right. how they handle problems. I did a lot of that on the Planning Commission, and I continued. And there's, you know, I guess there's a couple of cities that I do know that have similar issues of us, a lot of the Florida coast. Mm-hmm. So I'll go and read through their regulations and their ordinances and their how they're handling some of the things. And I think, again, they're dealing with a lot of the same issues we have. So that's kind of my background.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
By any chance, have you ever gone to the Forest Trail plan or?
I've not seen the plans.
Yeah, the plant, like the.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been by it. I've never, like,
toured
it or anything.
Okay, or been to one of their meetings or?
No.
No. Okay, it's awesome you've been on the Planning Commission. Because I think that just is a very good learning experience for, you know, the biggest issue right now is the concept and thought of sewering the island. But being on septic is, I think it's a great, you know, it's good to have.
Well, yeah, my opinion there is that you're looking probably a 10 to 15 or more year transition period.
For sure.
It's how do you do that, you know, kind of in a... with not as much as little of impact on people as you can, but
right.
I know the future is to move everything to it, but again, I would see that more as a, you know, like I said, probably a 15 to 20 year planning.
Right.
Again, that ties back to a lot of the work I did was planning, you know, out year projects. I worked one of my primary projects was almost 10 years. I was on the same project. It was just a recycle of, you know, evolutionary building out a system and adding capabilities and steps because we couldn't do it all at once.
So yeah, well, I mean, as it relates to the sewer system, what thoughts do you have about what that 15 to 20 year plan looks like? I know I'm not asking you to scope out in detail. Here's exactly what we're doing, but just from a high level, 30,000.
Yeah, I can give you my thoughts now.
Yeah.
I haven't researched into detail, so I, you know, as I think things through, I'm an engineer. I go, I get an idea, and then I research it and decide, try to figure punch holes into it. And once I do, then I start and back up and try a different path. It's extending though, because I'm assuming, again, because the height of the island is so flat. There's got to be pumping stations somewhere located throughout the island to get from mm-hmm. Palm all the way back to Waterway. I have not seen the layout of the system, so I'm not exactly sure what it lays. In my mind, is, I know the main, or I think the main intake for is on Waterway. And it gets the plants there, so all of it's got to get to that point somehow. But I see with the development on Palm that it's getting main lines run down the streets. To me, the burden of that should actually probably be on people that are developing. I look at the island again, there's large portions of the island that are ideal for septic. We have sandy soil. It's an ideal location. That's why I picked the lot I did. I actually thought about this 30 years ago of knowing that we would build a bigger house and I'm not sure everybody thinks that way. So when you look at buying a lot, to me, it is what it is. If you want to overdevelop it, and when I say that from a standpoint of it can only sustain so much, then it should be the cost of the person developing it to get the infrastructure to build what they want on it. I think, to me, that my opinion is that should be the target of how you expand the system. When I've looked through other rules and regulations, most of them require like minimum 4-inch tie-ins, which we don't have. And that also addresses the instances of the grinder pumps that we are having, I know we were having issues with. That should have been done a long time ago to require a minimum 4-inch tie-in. With exceptions for, again, I look at people that, whose lots can't support a septic from no fault of their own because of the drainage flooding and all that. There are lots now that can't support it. Then how do you don't want to put the burden on them? So yeah, we may have to keep grinder pumps for them for a while until we can get a line to them. But I think based on the development on the island that we have, there's potential to, if you require 4-inch tie-ins, and what I've seen from cities that have done this, it's like you can run 4 inches for, depending on it, 150, 200 feet, then it must be 6 inches, and then it must be 8 inches, so that any house you pass has the capability to tie into it. I've we've had people spend $50,000 to move a tree. We've had people run a sewer line from Palm. Eventually, people will pay to have it done, and then as long as we ensure that it can accommodate all the rest of the people that are having issues from no fault of their own, then they can tie in. That's kind of my opinion. In a nutshell, not that I'm getting a lot of thought. And again, then once you get the infrastructure in place, then the tie-ins are really fairly straightforward.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you aware of the 3 ordinances that City Council recently approved?
Yes, I've been, like this whole, I've been debating and writing to council about my objections to the current one that's in there because, again, I've just spent, $6,000 or $8,000 putting in a septic system. If my neighbor wants to run a sewer line past my house and I sell the house, now I'm out. Not only that, then the cost of filling it in, so I really don't think it's fair. That's what is fair to the way of doing it. I think once the lines run, there's no additional cost if my neighbor wants to pay for, like I said, a 4 or 6 inch line to go past my house that's paid for, then whether I'm tied into it or not, it's not an effect. Now, getting back to the septic systems, I know we have a lot of issue with septic tanks on the island. So within that kind of way the rules are written, I do think that when you sell a house that you should have a inspection certification that your septic system is in compliance. I know a lot of them are. When I bought my house, I found out mine wasn't. Somebody built an extension to the house and a footing directly on top of the septic tank, and I'm not sure I'm not the only one. Again, I've been all over the island, so actually from the J.C. Longhouses in Harton and Forest Trail, probably wouldn't take me long to find the original septic tanks because they were all put more or less in the same locations. Same thing on Cameron. Mm-hmm. You can walk out and know exactly where those are, so any house that's extended out the back probably didn't move their tank and they probably have a structure over it. Mm-hmm. But then the next owner buys it, they're stuck with the problem. Again, to me that should be something that, like I said, in the ordinance should address it is, and it would be simply that either you bring it up to code or tie in if it's available. Cost-wise, it's going to be cheaper to tie in than it's going to be if you're selling a house, you don't care about the long-term recovering what you invest in the tank to put in a septic tank. So to me, it would naturally over time, as people sold houses that had issues with it, if it's a fully functioned system, okay, give it another 15, 20 years, it's gonna fail eventually. And then they're gonna be at that point of, is it easy, cheaper to repair it or tie in? Again, that would be the owner's decision, not forced on them.
So just as an aside, it's kind of a just totally interesting dynamic that the Water and Sewer Commission has zero oversight, zero, on septics. They are not a lot, so that's strictly a DHEC Columbia. Mm-hmm. So that's just one. So.
Or grinder pumps.
So it's kind of an interesting. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, this
it's
was I was kind of debating
right,
up, like,
that you have oversight over one part
water
of
water and sewer. Mm-hmm. And that's so it's kind of a it makes it sort
right.
of an interesting.
Well, and again, this was more looking at it at a council level of them taking action, not the water.
It's just one of those things that a lot of people don't realize.
Well, that's it. That's a good segue into thinking about that. The next, these are both of these are 4-year terms. The four years, and then if you were to rerun another, that would be 6 years. So, let's go hypothetical. You serve for 10 years or more. We've got this is the biggest project. There's a number of things, but I would say there's an increasing need for the city and the Water and Sewer Commission to work together. And so, in terms of collaboration and working together and communication, we know there's some ways that we could be better as a member of the commission. How would you help facilitate that improvement of communication
and collaboration?
And collaboration. Thank you. It's more about the collaboration and communication is just necessary.
Right.
I mean, I haven't attended any of the commission meetings, but I've been coming back to it in the planning commissions. I know we did meetings with council, not as often as I think we should have, of trying to understand. Again, there's the political side of, and I dealt with that as an engineer. It's like, it's not always right to go the right technical decision. Sometimes politics plays into it. But I do think that's would be an important part of as trying to schedule and sit down with council to explain what the long range plans of the commission is, and again influence ordinances that would support that plan. So one of the issues I kind of know a little bit about it is the expansion of the plant, the treatment plants. One of the concerns I would have there, I think it does, but how much does it? I know water usage is, again, cut through my kind of the research I've done, per residence is dropping. I think that, in my opinion, that should be a goal of the commission is water conservation. That's, again, more of a national issue. I know we don't do anything as far as, you know, for promoting water recycling. I think that's something the commission could address. Looking again at a lot of areas that have water shortages in foreign countries and what they're doing as far as water. I'm not sure, I've never looked at like the numbers for the island in particular. I do know, I guess from my experience, we went from a 1,600 square foot house with three people in it to a 2,400 square foot house, and we cut our water by 25%. Again, that's the natural tendencies going forward is you're getting more efficient washing machines, dishwashers, lower flow shower heads, sinks. So water use should be going down. So how does that play into expanding the system if for today's needs or future needs? And again, over that time frame, if those trends continue, again, you don't want to overexpand. I do see where there are cities that are having that issue where they've put capital investment in, but due to trends over the last, especially over the last 10 to 15 years, now they have more excess capacity than they need. So that would be a concern of mine from the commission standpoint.
The equipment has gotten more efficient as well. We're processing it.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're getting in from both sides, which is great, obviously. As long as you accommodate, plan for it.
So yeah, I haven't done research on the island in particular because I just haven't addressed that, but just that's general how my mind thinks. I get into these questions in my mind and I'll spend half the night researching and getting side off, and that's again kind of an engineering mentality of mine. That want to just understand the problems before I've and why solutions are put in place, what problem they're addressing.
Sure. So what other major issues do you foresee addressing? Because we've talked about sewer in terms of the infrastructure. We've talked about the expansion of the plant.
Now, as far as I know, from the water quality side of it, we have very good water quality, and I don't know that we're in any needs to expand the supply side. Again, just because I'm not aware of it, I don't know if there are any.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think the primary issues right now are really the sewer and septic. unless there was something I'm not aware of.
Nope, that's the only one we have to ask about is sewer, because that's really,
And does stormwater drainage come under? No, okay.
No.
That's another issue, but not for this.
It's all related. It's all a big ecosystem.
It is, but that falls into Douglas.
Yep.
One also was requesting the Planning Commission, too, so.
So I noticed that you submitted an application and you were interested in any opening vacancy. Are you particularly interested in the Water and Sewer Commission or...
The Water and Sewer, I was thinking about that, but again, I was thinking that was an elected position. I didn't want to run for it. I really had an interest in going back into the Planning Commission. And again, I think those two probably should talk more too, because from being on the Planning Commission.
You
were there at the time. We got directions that weren't necessarily worth where the Water and Sewer wanted to be. So yes, that's a kind of another issue. I think again, these better communications, whether it's
collaboration,
twice a year at least, sitting down and working together.
What about for us? Any questions about the Water and Sewer Commission?
No, I don't think so. That's it.
It's pretty light. That's exactly what it's intended to be.
Now, are y'all, for the personnel, for also the other commissions, or are those?
No, we're personnel committee for council, but it's part of the code that we have to appoint if there's a vacancy. And it just so happened, Nick Stroud and Diane Phil both moved. They both sold their houses and moved off the island. And
here we are.
I mean, it's just a very unusual.
Right. We do make the appointments for other commissions as well.
Right.
So the Planning Commission, we would make the appointment. There aren't any vacancies this year. So there's
everybody is re-upping.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was all I was going to say on that is I would like to help, I've got the time now to help with the city. And again, I'm not sure I would say they're about equal. So it would be kind of say up to y'all is where you think I could best serve.
Then one person is running for two seats on the Water and Sewer in November. So there will also be write-in for that as well, which is just a crazy set of...
I guess I should have looked into it more when I was...
No, but it's just an odd set of...
What a time to be alive.
Right. Exactly.
So I thought the two that were running this time.
It's just one.
Just one.
So there are two seats.
There's two terms that expired.
Right.
Correct.
And one person running.
Oh, and only one of them's. Okay, so I thought they were both, and again, I had no issues with either one of them, which was part of my decision to say that. I think that they would do as well as I could. So
she'll be potentially a writing candidate in November for that second seat. If there is not, then the committee is facing another vacancy in January, and we'll have to go through the process again for council to appoint that person.
In which case, we would probably appoint. We probably wouldn't go through interviews. No. We would just appoint.
Right. And I won't be. So and I'll be.
Folks, people who
because I'm not running again. So then this will be a new committee.
I say we'll go ahead and pick our top three.
Right.
Okay.
Just in case.
Crazy. Shifting.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much,
David, so much for coming.
It.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Your time.
And
thank
we'll,
you for your willingness to serve.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We should have interviews conducted hopefully by the end of this week or early into next week, and then we'll let everyone know.
Okay.
Except we don't even know what day it is, so.
If we thought it was Monday, Wednesday.
We're going to do it by October.
All right. I'm going to go get Mr. Bob Hooper.
Okay.
Storm since I was 17.
Wow.
So.
Just the other day.
Yes, just the other day.
Just the other day.
Yeah. But anything I can.
Yeah.
Say for you.
I always like hearing myself speak. So you have to listen.
That's
to make everyone listen to me for a little.
My
bit
wife says
beginning.
I like to hear myself. Through that.
Which is funny because I hate listening to myself on recording. But the voice I hear in my head is
it's so
it's
different.
Okay. It's not great. It's okay. It's bearable. tolerable. So first of all, we cannot thank you enough. We're really excited, and we're just frankly appreciative that so many people have said, hey, we raise our hand, we would like to serve on this commission. And then A, that people raise their hand at all, and B, that they were so qualified and such fantastic folks. And so
well,
I obviously mean that for you, and really grateful that you're here.
Oh, thank you. I have been a volunteer fireman here on the island in the 90s, and in the 2000s I was on the planning commission. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, had to take some time off raising kids and whatever, but they're gone. My wife and I love it. but yeah, it's like, you're like, are you sure we're going to be happy? I'm like, yes, we are. But we moved here in 1987 and bought the house we're in 93. So we've lived on the island for a few days.
Yeah.
And enjoy it here a lot, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good. Well, we appreciate that. And I think we were just commenting earlier that, you know, anyone who raises their hand for this or the planning commission or council, you've got a special place in your heart, and we're just, you know,
right.
we all want the same thing, and
right.
we've got a difficult task ahead of us. We've got five people who are immensely qualified looking for two spots that we'll appoint.
Okay.
And so we found five people who not only raised their hand, but also, like I said, were immensely qualified. So we're just having interviews today to get to know everyone. We've spoken to the Water and Sewer Commission to kind of figure out what are some gaps that we could help fill. We're just trying to figure out of all of these qualified individuals, who's going to maybe be the best fit for kind of the specific needs of the commission right now.
Right.
So we'll choose two people that to appoint. It so happens that the election in November, there are two open seats.
Yeah.
Only one person running.
Yeah, I tried to get the requisite signatures, and it's hard in August.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. I came short by about 80,
okay.
So I didn't put them in because I didn't have enough.
Yeah.
But I may, depending on, may try and, you know, run as a write-in, but I'd much rather be appointed.
Sure.
But yes, friends that have asked me why I'm doing this, and others, and a lot of them have asked me, why are our rates so high? And I'm like, I can't answer that, but maybe I can once I'm, you know, on the commission. So,
yeah.
I know I spoke to the lady that's no longer with the commission about that, and she gave me a long rambling answer, which meant a long rambling answer. So, I enjoy donating my time to the city, or to other things too. And I've raised my children that way also. They're actually volunteers for a bunch of things. So. But anything that you have to ask me specific, or?
Yeah, I think you started answering the, maybe what's most, I won't say most important, but just how we like to kick things off, which is just learning a little bit more about yourself. Why you're interested in this role and what sort of expertise and experience you bring to the role.
Well, again, like I say, I think one, being on the planning commission, mm-hmm. when we were going short-term rentals,
mm-hmm.
That was, I was actually the head of the planning commission at the time,
mm-hmm.
and it was very contentious, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I was on council then.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yes, and that's when we had the meeting at the rec center,
mm-hmm.
and a third of the people showed up, wanted to know, thought it was about how to get less taxes paid. They didn't realize what the whole thing was about. And the rest of the people were either extremely mad or extremely happy, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very contentious, but I shepherded us through that. As a volunteer fireman, that was many years ago, but that's when I was younger and could do things. So. I also, I was trying to think, just enjoy living on the island. I tell you, some of the best times I have on the island is during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer is, it's okay, it's nice, but, you know, it's always nice when the tourists leave, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, one thing is that I would like to find out a little bit more about why we're spending as much money as we are.
Mm-hmm.
On the Water and Sewer Commission. I know I was told that electricity cost an arm and a leg, and I don't know that that's the whole answer, mm-hmm. but it's something that that I think the Water and Sewer Commission might have to take a little more active role in trying to determine why. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have some citizens on the island that are older than me, a lot older than me, and they're on a fixed income, and their water seems to be going up, water and sewer seems to be going up constantly.
And can I ask a quick question? Are you on sewer or septic?
Yes, I'm on both. Water and sewer.
Yeah.
The 3805 Hartnett was one of the last, I think it's the third to the last house that's on city sewer mm-hmm. from the date it was built in 1972.
Okay.
So I pay both.
Right.
And I remember.
Okay, with the way you were talking about pricing, I kind of assumed.
Yeah. But, you know, there's also a lot of, I've had several people come and ask me whether I was going to be forced to go off a septic on the sewer. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of those questions that's not just here, it's throughout the state. But, mm-hmm. And having a little bit of background in sewer and storm and water, I kind of understand some of those reasonings why someone may be forced off. But, you know, there's got to be some alternatives. Mm-hmm. Or at least we should look at them. Mm-hmm. So I think I would be an active participant. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else much more to say.
Yeah.
But
because we're already heading this direction, I'd love to just keep going down the sewer path.
Yeah.
Sewer pipes.
Keep it flowing.
We keep the conversation flowing sometimes.
Keep that gravity flat conversation.
Actually been where we've working with an engineer and helped design. I worked for Thomas Nutton for years also.
Okay.
Doing sewer at such a low flow, I've even been where we've designed 12-inch pipes, which is ridiculous because there's no flow for that, mm-hmm. but it's to get it lower, come up less mm-hmm. in the ground,
yeah.
so that you can extend it further. I don't know whether that's really feasible out here. I mean, the pumps that we have is what is going to end up ultimately feeding the entire island. It's just either that or another pump station, another station somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I don't see us putting another sewer station anywhere on the island. Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
It has capacity.
Right. So then you have the question of are you going to require homeowners that have no money or very little money, all their money's tied up in their land and their house, required to pay a tap fee and be required to do it regardless. And I'm not sure that that's the right way to go with some of the older mm-hmm. People on the island, regardless of their income. But morally, just, you don't want to force someone to take a loan on their house to pay for their sewer to be mm-hmm. installed.
Right.
What do you think, high level, I totally understand that position. What do you think should be our approach to, first of all, what is your perspective on the sewer needs of the island long term?
Okay.
And then our approach to implementing that vision?
Well, I would say the sewer needs of the island are that at some point it's going to need to be all sanitary. I mean, some sort of force main or drain mm-hmm. or sewer.
And give me a broad range time frame when you say at some point.
20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't see it happening in 3 or 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. I also see that in 20 years, the problem, sadly to say, but the problem of elderly people may resolve itself. Regardless of whether, you know, just saying that if you're saying, okay, you've got to, you know, you bought your house in 1947 and your father bought it and you have it and now you're 84 years old. Are we going to require you to go on sewer? Well, we might, but there also might be remedies from it. Mm-hmm. You might be able to tap on for free because of using tax money from visitors, mm-hmm. doing something to alleviate that problem. Mm-hmm. If you buy a new house or you buy a house within that 20-year time frame or some frame that's said, mm-hmm. then you might be required to either, I understand there's a house going in on 35th, 34th, 36th, that is doing a catch basement or doing a type of they're not hooking up to sewer. Mm-hmm. They're actually providing a engineered
septic.
Yeah, septic. And it's something that's not cheap, but they'd rather do it than pay. I don't know whether that's one of those questions that, again, I'm not a civil engineer, but I've dealt with it a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's anything that's in the ground that's not connected to a septic system has the potential of causing problems. Mm-hmm. Even our own system has the potential of causing problems.
Right.
But I mean, that's it's completely different from that. I mean, that's, what do we do if we have a Hugo again? I mean, My wife and I had the joy of moving here in 1987, so mm-hmm. we had the joy of having a six-month-old during Hugo. lovely.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is that that's something that I have knowledge of mm-hmm. and thoughts that I have about it. I don't think that, and this is part of when we were on the planning, when I was on the planning commission, we did an overall planning at that time, mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's been modified since.
Right.
But that's something that I think I could be part of in saying, okay, this mm-hmm. is what we need to look at in the future. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it's something that someone buying a house in a time frame may be required, or prove that they're having this catchment system, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And if not, then they would be required. If they own the house, then there would be a period of time that there would nothing be required, and depending mm-hmm. on what kind of income you have, there may be a way to mitigate that, and possibly mitigate part of the sewer fees for a certain amount of time. But I think at some point that would need to be finished and be going on to where the city's mm-hmm. entirely on the treatment plant. Right.
So a lot, and I know you're giving, I asked for some high level ideas and that's what you're giving.
Right.
A lot of the things though that you're saying would require, aren't under jurisdiction or oversight of the Water and Sewer Commission, and I think you understand that, but what you're talking about is a lot of collaboration with city council, with city staff, and with planning commission.
Yes.
How would you've been on planning commission, yes. You've seen how the city operates, right. You've seen the good and the bad and the ugly, I'm sure.
Yes, I got death threats. So that's a whole other...
What you're talking about is happening on a scale that's not happening right now.
Right.
How would you help foster improve collaboration with the Water and Sewer Commission and the rest of the city?
If I was appointed, one of the first things I would do is request that we have a sit-down mm-hmm. with a personnel, whoever it may be, the Ways and Means Committee, whatever the committee is, mm-hmm. and just say, look, this is what we need to kind of look at for the future. I mean, I've been through mm-hmm. the process before, mm-hmm. and I'm more than willing to help with the process of going between the Planning Commission and the Council. The Planning Commission is the same. Well, the Water and Sewer Commission is a little separate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are their own entity, so to speak. But I don't think the Water and Sewer Commission on its own would say, this is what we're going to do. You have to, because I'm not sure they could enforce it. Mm-hmm. But I do think getting the Planning Commission and Ways and Means involved with the Water and Sewer Commission would be a good way to start for something to propose to the City mm-hmm. Council.
Yeah.
The City Council could change the laws to require that, or at least explore how we could require. Again, this is, like you said, high level stuff talking, but I'm saying that I think there is, I'm sure friends of mine that have septic would not be happy with me saying this, but I'm sure there's a way that it can be brought about in a slow and amicable way. Mm-hmm. Calling out that, January 1st, 2022, you have to be on the sewer is not going to work. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a major uproar. There's going to be changes at the polling booth. I mean, people are going to be voted out mm-hmm. or voted in, whatever, mm-hmm. if that was to come up. Yeah. But if someone knows there's a plan and a way that we're going to get to that end, then I think that might work. Mm-hmm. But it would have to be long term.
Yeah.
It would not. I don't think it would fly even 10 years or right. 5. I think it would be 20, 30, something of that nature. Mm-hmm. So
in that vein, and looking at a sort of a phased approach and slow-moving, incremental approach to expanding sewer on the island, I don't know if you're aware of the three ordinances that City Council passed recently that would require folks to tie into the system at those times when they either sell their property and they are adjacent within 150 feet of
something
that's sewer line. Because I, you know, the city has been talking about and working on these plan and how do we get to that point? And you know, there's a lot of issues with the mandatory tie-in and all that you've already talked about. So I guess City Council took the incremental approach for now.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on
those
ordinances?
The first thing I can say is I wasn't much worried about the ordinance because I'm already tied in. So, I mean, it didn't personally affect me. That doesn't mean that I didn't notice it. I've had some conversations with some people, and they thought it was a little heavy-handed. But whether that actually comes to fruition, having someone required to tie in when they sell is more intrusive than having the person that's buying it being required to tie. I'm just, in my opinion, I think a lot of times you have people out here that are selling more because of they're older or whatever, and to require them to spend the money to do that. Now, granted, if you have bought a house at $120,000 and you're going to sell it for $950,000, but we still don't know what your income problems are. You may be selling it because you owe $800,000. I don't know. What I'm just saying is I would think it would be more to go toward the buyer than the seller. But that's just an opinion. But if the city's already done it, it doesn't. It's kind of moot. Did they give a time frame?
It effective immediately. So it passed second reading last month.
Okay. Well, again, that would tie in with what we're talking about trying to do. I do think that that's good for houses that are being sold, but I wouldn't agree with who's paying for it. Mm-hmm. But I do understand it. And it's one of those things you're kind of pushing along. But I do think that it might be something, once again, you might have people that come November, like, whoever voted for this, I'm not going to vote for. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying I'm sure there's some people. I mean, you know, septic is still a large portion of
Very large.
I mean, you know, it's not just, you know.
No,
I remember when I was on the Planning Commission, we had a list of everything. And It was amazing to me how many. I said, when we bought our house, we didn't even think about it. I mean, it was water and sewer, and that's what
right.
It was. You know, of course, water and sewer was $35, but that was also 26 years ago. So. But yes, I think that's something that the Water and Sewer Commission could push toward with the city. So I guess that's what I'm at.
Have you visited the, did you already ask him this? Have you visited the forest trail plant ever?
Yes. I actually visited in 2003 with Thomas and Hutton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I go by it virtually every day on my golf cart.
Uh-huh.
So I live at 3805 Hartnett, so I'm only a few blocks away.
Yeah.
So I've saw the upgrades and saw what they've done. And from a sewage standpoint of understanding what happened, you know, I've seen a lot of increase in the amount that it can do, and that's a good thing for them.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what sewer does,
right.
Don't know what water does, don't know what storm drain does. They just assume that it's done and it's going to take care of it. The only time they worry about it is when it doesn't work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, most of what we do. That's like all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If it doesn't work, you know.
I hear about it. Right. Yeah.
You do have a semi-thankless job, but thank you for doing it. So, yeah.
Thanks for applying for one.
Oh, yeah. You're making me wonder. No, but I, like I said, that's what, as she's saying on the Planning Commission, it was very hard in some of the, you know, what was
it
going
was.
On.
It was.
Yeah.
That was a crazy time.
Yeah. And it was literally, I mean, I sent 3 or 4 letters to the police chief, and he was like, dang. Yeah. That's when people still wrote letters.
Now it's
Facebook.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm not unaccustomed to that sort of situation also. I will admit, I hope that never happens again. Mm. But that's the reason I say I think things with that, and with water also. You know, I know y'all have done a lot of upgrades on water. I gather there's more to come. Are we getting close?
On water?
On water distribution.
For drainage?
No.
So
water, just actually potable
the water. That's
the water. So the Water and Sewer Commission handles.
Right. That's one. Well, I understand that.
It's all...
What I'm just saying is water and sewer can go together. If there's something going on with sewer, you may have to look at what you're going to do with the water also. Mm-hmm. Now, most everybody on the island is on water, right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's on water.
Yeah.
So that approach came, at some point, had to go from having a
reverse
deep well.
Reverse osmosis. When I first moved here, I had to have an RO put under my sink.
The only reason, only thing we used.
The filling station every.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The only reason we used water was to make grits, because it made great grits. Right. No salt needed.
But you couldn't drink it at all.
No.
I mean,
going out of the tap, that was just not right. But I'm just saying, that took a long-term approach. I think that's the same thing that may have to happen. With sewer.
Oh, happy day when that happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have other questions?
I'm good.
Do you have questions for us about
Do you have a semi-time frame as to when you're going to...
I wish it was more detailed. So we have conducted 3 interviews today. We have 2 more candidates, and we're trying to schedule those interviews as quickly and as soon as possible. Hopefully this week, maybe early next week, and we should be able to come to a decision very quickly after that. So let's say optimistically mid next week.
There is a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those 2 folks left, those vacancies are painful for the current commission.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have friends on the current commission. So they've told me. So anyway, yes, anything I can do, let me know.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome. If for some reason other I'm not chosen this, if something comes up in the Planning Commission, I hate to say it, but I think I'd be interested.
And you've always got the write-in campaign.
Oh yeah, right. Again, that's something I don't relish, someone told me that Dana may do a write-in.
You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, not that I've heard.
Yeah, that's just a little thing I heard. But. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
If I can answer any other questions, don't hesitate.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too, sir. Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Bob, so much.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Likewise.
Yeah. All right, thank you much.
Thank you.
I just go down the elevator and go up?
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Don't jump.
For the other 2 interviews, I have October 1st and October 4th as potential dates, and I wanted to check in with you.
Okay, wait a minute.
So that's early next week, Tuesday or Friday.
What time on Tuesday?
Tuesday.
For both of them, could do Tuesday?
Yes, we could do both on Tuesday.
We have personnel. I have that personnel committee.
We already have personnel for 4:30.
At 5 o'clock. 4:30.
Oh man, if we could do it then, that would be so nice.
That would be
nice. Sweet.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
So if we could start with the front load the interviews and then go to the meeting, and we could actually put that as an.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're ready to vote, but.
At least discuss.
Mm-hmm. So it like it so down. At 3:45, is that what we're thinking?
Oh, I was saying 4:30 and just.
You can start.
Well, it starts at
4:30.
Yeah.
The meeting.
I guess you could do the 2 interviews for
our okay.
Meeting.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay. Just.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Need a
motion.
Please.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I second that. In favor.
Aye.
It's 5:46.